Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Sephora knows makeup. It's been in their DNA since day one. From the contouring trend to the Fenty Beauty frenzy to Sephora's lipstick playground, they bring the very best makeup the world has to offer. Their latest obsession is clean makeup. When they saw the newest wave of clean, uncompromising, and its glow-giving, pigment-rich, stay-all-day glory, they knew that it was the game-changing lineup that everyone's been waiting for. So these clean makeup items that I am about to share with you are so great, so useful, good for you, made ethically, and just wonderful. The first is Bite's Power Move Creamy Matte Lip Crayon. It is a comfortable matte lip crayon for a creamy, bold color that can keep up with you and a precise, slim design for no-stress application. That's always been so important to me because when I have a matte lip, I'm always worried that it's getting everywhere, that if I'm touching my lips, that it's smeared or on my teeth or whatever. So I love this product for this specific reason. It's super precise. Next is Ilia's Super Serum Skin Tint SPF 40. This is a clean formula that fuses makeup and skincare with SPF 40 into one single step. It provides a really, really light coverage and a supernatural finish, which is very important to me because I never want to look cakey, or honestly, I never really even want to look like I have makeup on. So this is a really, really great, simple product for that. Next is Kosas Revealer Super Creamy and Brightening Concealer. This has medium coverage. It's a more long wear formulation, but it's brightening, crease proof with a radiant finish. It's really, really great. Super good for underneath the eyes. The next is RMS Beauty's Living Glow Face and Body Power. This is a loose, luminous powder loaded with a warm rose gold shimmer. It's silky smooth texture for effortlessly highlighting your face and body. One shade is perfect for all skin tones. Tower 28's Shine On Lip Jelly is so great. It's a non-sticky moisturizing gloss, which is my ideal scenario. I really don't like sticky glosses, but they give your lips a really soft feeling, but shiny, and they have a touch of wearable color. And last but not least, is Tarte C Surfer Curl Volumizing Mascara. It's only at Sephora. It's vegan. It volumizes. It curls. It's sweatproof and has vitamin E and algae lift to condition the lashes. You guys can get all of these products and so much more at Sephora online and in store now.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits.
All right, you guys, so we have set up shop at home. We are on day 7 of our quarantine. Obviously, this COVID situation is really crazy, but we are trying to take every measure we can to be as safe and stay as healthy as possible. I would today, I think, be interviewing Rosie Huntington Whitley, but I'm not, and I totally get it. So instead, I have an even more exciting guest, my husband, Mr. Timothy Rosenman.
Now, instead of the, I don't know if you've been doing the applause, but it can be like a groan. It's like when you can't get a guest, just get your husband.
That's not true. Everybody loves you the most.
Thank you.
Including me.
Thank you. I know. I hope you love me more than Rosie Huntington sees.
I don't even know her, but I'm sure I will love her.
She seems lovely. Well, Thank you for having me on again, Whit. I should mention that this is take two of this podcast. Mm-hmm. We tried to do it once, sort of got into an argument, and I think we sort of changed the direction of what this originally was. And I think we're just going to kind of talk about the argument and, you know, how it pertains to the situation that we're all in now. Again, this is day 7. We are staying in. No one's coming in or out. We have enough food. We're generally feeling good, healthy. But Whit and I do have two kind of different approaches to this whole situation, and it's caused some tension.
I definitely am taking this seriously. I'm maybe not taking it as seriously as Timmy, but I am staying home. And obviously, Sunny's home. We're not going anywhere. We've stocked up on groceries. I'm committed to staying here for as long as we need to until this is under control. Sometimes I think I let my mind go to like the worst possible place, and that's like Sunny not having food. And like, I'll think about that and I'll be like, oh my God, Whitney, don't even go there. And then I'm like a little bit maybe in denial. And I started out a little bit in denial about the whole thing. That's my general feeling. Like, I know that it's serious, but I am not going to like the ultimate extreme of, I'm trying not to let myself go to the ultimate extreme of how bad it could be, because sometimes I just feel like there's nothing to worry about until there is really something to worry about.
Normally, I am sort of that exact same mindset. I'm not necessarily a worrier by nature. However, my approach to this has been different, and it just kind of hit me 7 days ago that like, oh my God, this is going to be really bad. And I am responsible for preparing my family. I don't trust the institutions that are in place, like our government, and I need to be completely 100% responsible for all three of our safety for, in any event, for the next foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. I also, as I was thinking that, was like, oh my God, this isn't you, and you are going to the extreme, and you can trust our government. And like, I had these competing thoughts in my head, but the kind of overarching point of it all was, well, if you listen to the first one and you're wrong, big deal. If you listen to the second one and you're wrong, something really bad could happen.
Right.
I kind of kicked into gear, and my thought in my head was to prepare the family with food and safety. Like, we have shelter with the house, and so food and safety were on my mind. Mm-hmm. And my plan was like, no cutting corners. So if I'm like, do we need batteries? Well, we got like 6 batteries at home, and this is like a 35 pack and it cost $85 or whatever. I was like, fuck it, just get it.
Yeah.
So that was my mentality, and like, it was hard to stop. So I wanted to prepare. I wanted to get food, and I wanted to make sure we were safe. I wanted to have like all the sensors checked and call our security system and make sure the locks worked and all the cameras were working. And then I wanted to get all the food, and I wanted to catalog it. And like, I knew that I was going overboard, but I was okay going overboard. The other thing that was sort of kicking in was that I wanted to reach out to everyone, mm-hmm. wanted to be in touch with people. Like, I wanted to know, obviously, how my friends and family were doing, but like, I also was thinking about people who I care about who I don't always talk to, mm-hmm. and being like, I want to know who they're doing. And I want them to know that I'm thinking about them, mm-hmm. because obviously we all felt very isolated.
And now a word from our sponsor. I'm sure a lot of you guys are looking for ways to feel better right now, both mentally and physically. Obviously, what's going on, we're a little beaten down, and we could use a little pick-me-up. So I am going to tell you a little bit about Feels. Feels is a better way to feel better. Their premium CBD will help keep your head clear and also help you really, really feel your best. If you didn't already know, CBD has been proven to greatly reduce anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness, things that I know I'm sure a lot of us are feeling at the moment. All you have to do is place a few drops of Feels under your tongue, and you can feel the difference within minutes. The thing to remember, though, about CBD is that finding the right dose is important, and everyone's dose is different. So leave room to experiment over the course of a week or so. You may need to take more or less to get the effects that you're after. Navigating the world of CBD can be complicated because there are so many different kinds and strains, and opinions out there, but it feels they look to make the process as simple as possible so you can start feeling better sooner. If you're new to CBD and you haven't heard much about it, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide you through the discovery process. If you feel like it's good for you, you can try their hassle-free membership program, and they guarantee it will help you feel your best month after month or your money back. They will ship directly to your doorstep in only a few days. Feels has been helping me so much right now, and it can really help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/withwit, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feels, feals.com/withwit to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Again, that's feels.com/withwit. And now back to our chat. It's like the one way that you could connect with people right now.
Right.
The only way to connect with people right now.
And it wasn't so much, and I'm not trying to sound like a martyr or like something like that. It wasn't so much for me because like I haven't felt isolated. I mean, I do for sure, but like wasn't struggling with it or being stir crazy. It was really because like I wanted those people to know that I was thinking about them. And like, mm-hmm. and then the other thing that I was doing was I was Instagramming a lot. Like mm-hmm. I had this compulsion to Instagram a lot as sort of a way to connect with people. That was my general approach. Now I'm going to sort of talk about what I think.
How that may have affected me and how we have gone off on a.
Right. Like I think anyone who would be hearing this would say, okay, that makes sense, Tim. And okay, mm-hmm. that makes sense, Whitney. Mm-hmm. However, you know, all these things sort of flooded and they weren't as well thought out and they didn't happen as cleanly and beautifully. And like,
and they happen really fast and things are changing really fast.
Totally. So like the thing that happened was that Whitney and I were together for these 7 days straight doing everything as a group project. And we had two sort of different philosophies. And even though both really probably make sense to you while you're listening to this, when you're trying to get something done, like write down every single food item we have in the house and in what amount and when it goes bad. If one person thinks that's completely unnecessary and the other one thinks it's like life or death, we started getting into arguments. Mm-hmm. And like they weren't good, right?
No, I mean, I think that they weren't good mixed with the atmosphere that was already in the air. I think one, we have been together every second, so that was swing in. I think that we were, at least for me, feeling like a sense of my freedom being taken away. So feeling a little bit trapped, fear of that more, not that I had felt that I feel that way yet, cause it's only been a week, but I think I was having fear of, oh my God, like this could be lasting for so long. And I think that part of me was lashing out at you.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, using you as my punching bag for some maybe deep emotions that I was having.
Right. Like there were times where, you know, Whitney knew that what I was doing wasn't like necessarily that big of a deal or that hard, and it was coming from the right place, but that mm-hmm. she was really like extra upset with me about it. And it didn't feel like other times when I was doing something that was definitely like a 10 out of 10 on the paranoid list that she was like, we just don't have to do. And so in this case, it did feel like Whitney hadn't yet come to terms with some fear that she was having, mm-hmm. you know, which is obviously totally natural in this situation. And that it was sort of, I don't know, being misdirected as anger towards me. Would you say that was fair?
Yeah, I think that's definitely possible. I think it is, because I think like I'm going through a wave of emotions and it's coming at different times. And so,
right, like an eye kind of went, like my emotions like peaked, you know what I mean? And they were like, they went right up to like prepare, you know, mm-hmm. like as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And like now I'm starting to kind of come down. Mm-hmm. Now that I like feel prepared and like some good news is trickling in, and like, sure, we'll have some more ups and downs, but
of course, but as the new normal becomes normal, you know, I think it's also settling into your new normal, and that it's only, it feels like only normal that takes a little bit of time, you know?
Totally.
I think like
some growing pains while we figure out like
what our new life looks
like. How to spend each day cooking and cleaning every meal for ourselves, taking care of Sunny 24 hours a day. We're trying to
be good parents, but also needing to take care of ourselves.
Doing a podcast, doing the YouTube, filming for the Hills, keeping up on social media, checking in with our family, watching the news,
yeah,
taking showers.
Like the list goes on. And I, you know, there are so many people that are experiencing so many worse things right now because of this situation. And so I don't want to sound like...
Like poor us.
Yeah.
Also, real
exactly.
quick, taking a shower was a joke and you didn't laugh at it. So it might seem like people think that like
I
need to concentrate on taking showers because I'm really bad at it.
I do need to concentrate on taking showers. Not because I'm bad at it, because it like fully revives me. just a little tip. Little tip that nobody really knows about is a shower can be really,
really
refreshing.
Really get you going. As you guys can see, I think we're in a good place now. It took us until today to get there. And what we sort of discussed as we were making up from our, you know, hopefully third and final fight over the same issue was that both of our strategies or approaches or feelings are okay. You know, mm-hmm. just like in any argument, like most of the time, all your feelings are okay.
Yeah. Unless you've done something really shitty.
Right. And then it's like you're a piece of shit. Like,
yeah. Then it's obvious.
Right.
I think for us, it's not as obvious because there's no wrong. Like we have the same end goal. The end goal is just for us to keep healthy and safe. We just have different paces at which we are going to get there. Now a word from our brand partner. I love The Way. I have always been so inspired by Jen Atkin and how hardworking she is and the products she makes. And I've always, always, always loved their salt spray because I feel like my hair gets that really perfect natural texture. But she has come out with something new and you guys have got to get your hands on it. It's shampoos and conditioners for fine, medium, and thick hair. And it's formulated to be an all-in-one solution for the most pressing hair concerns facing each type, to optimize the health of your hair. Shampoo and conditioners can be a real problem. They're usually solution-based and there are so many options to choose from, but most people have multiple concerns that they want to address. All people want the same outcome, healthier hair. Way wanted to simplify how you shop for daily care. Each formula is created to be a one-and-done situation for your hair type to give your hair the healthiest, most manageable outcome. They created these new shampoos and conditioners for fine, medium, and thick hair. Like I said, they want to maximize the health of your strands and tackle the biggest challenges for each hair type. They crowdsourced and tested these formulas with their community and used customer feedback to develop their new shampoos and conditioners. Jen and the company are very, very socially connected and they want to drive conversations and innovations in hair, and they also want to be eco-friendly while doing it. So to make you guys feel even better, they have eco-friendly packaging. I have kind of fine hair, I would say. So that's the one that I would go for. This one especially cleanses and nourishes and adds weightless volume and strengthens my strands. It has biotin, which strengthens it, especially good for me because I color my hair. It has chia seed that thickens and volumizes, and it has keratin that reduces frizz and flyaways. Plus, like I said, it's color safe, sulfate free, cruelty free, and has sustainable packaging. You guys have to check this out. I know so many of you love their products already and they smell so, 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 so good. Go to theway.com to shop the new shampoos and conditioners. That's spelled O-U-A-I. And don't forget to use code WITHWIT to receive 3 free samples with your order. Again, that's theway.com, T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com. And don't forget to use code WITHWIT to receive 3 free samples with your order. And now back to the conversation.
So what we decided was that Whitney is going to allow me the freedom to be a 10 out of 10 on the paranoid scale. And
which he's not even, but yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry to
do all the prep things that I need to do. if I want some help, I'm allowed to ask Whitney. But if she doesn't think it's a necessary thing to do, that she has every right to be like, I'm going to take a pass. And if she does want to help, or she feels obligated to help, that she's going to help with a good attitude. Because like, this is another thing we do in our relationship. There's no point in like doing something you don't want to do for your partner if you're going to have like a stank attitude about it.
Yeah, because that makes it worse.
And then I have to respect the fact that, you know, Whitney might not want to do some of these extreme things and be okay just going and doing it on my own. And if it means that much to me, then like I should just be doing it and not only doing it if Whit does it with me. Like that would be an excuse. And so that's sort of the agreement we came to, right?
100%.
And I think that's good.
Yeah. And as you're saying this more, it's kind of sparking this idea in me about being an individual too. Like you define yourself as a couple for so long, but we're also individuals and have our own, you know, things that mean something to us. And so like we have to respect that in one another. Does that make sense? You know, you're a couple and you think everyone should be on the same page and doing everything together and agreeing and blah, blah, blah. But it's like we are individuals too that have like completely different, we have the same end goals, like I was saying, but
that's why I was saying before, like, not, you guys didn't hear it, this was in our lives, but being on the same page is kind of not the best metaphor, euphemism, or whatever for it, because we are on the same page, but they're just slightly different. You know, it's so binary, on the same page or not. We're either, we agree or we don't. And it's not like that. We agree about 85% of the stuff. It's just how we deal with the 15% that we don't agree with.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
So I just like have one question.
What?
Do you still love me?
Of course.
Wait, I have one more. Do you want to renew our vows tomorrow in the yard?
I thought we already did that today.
I know, but they
we'll
don't
renew
know
it
that.
Again. Yeah. We're a day more. That just made me think of Love is Blind and how excited I am to continue to watch the rest of the series.
I understand. I understand that, like, even though I've tried to not have the energy of someone who's at a 10 out of 10 on the paranoid scale, like I've been running around having fun with Sunny, that like at the times when I am doing that stuff or we're arguing or you don't want to do it, that kind of energy can be difficult to deal with. And it's strange because I didn't think it was really in my nature, but I apologize for sort of bringing that into the house.
I 100% accept your apology, and I am sorry for like making you feel like a bad guy or making you feel crazy when you've wanted to do things that I haven't necessarily thought needed to be done, because I know you're not crazy, and I know that the goal of everything that you're doing is just to take care of us. And so I just have to remember that when there's something that you want to do that sounds like
unnecessary,
total waste of time, that it's like it's just because of how much you love us.
Right. Well, okay, I'm glad that we're on the same page.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.